You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me. God bless you near and far. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together are studying the Word of God. I thank you for joining me. Hope you enjoyed the program yesterday. We kind of got off track a little bit yesterday. I see a common denominator here, and that is that people that don't interpret this book literally like you should run into problems with other stuff that they believe as well. And I just wanted to be clear here as we're heading into our study here in Revelation, why interpret literally? And if you've missed any of those programs, I encourage you, go to WGODontheair.net. There's a link on there that says, here to the other programs. Or go to my other website, gospelstudy.net, and click on the link there that says, the WGOD Radio is now podcast. Click here. You can hear these other programs. They're all uploaded. I encourage you, start from the beginning. And we've only had three or four or five programs, and now we're getting into the meat of the word here today. Wanted to set the stage here. And I took so much time with that because in my travels, as the operations manager here and station manager of these radio stations, and with the years that I've been in radio, and with the short time, 5 years or so that I've been a pastor, and a long time I've been in the church, that I see a serious problem here with people that don't interpret this book literally when possible. It's one of the greatest problems there is. That's why I spent so much time. All of the heretics don't interpret literally. All of the cult groups like Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons and others, they're not Christians. They don't believe the Word of God for what it says. They spiritualize the text to make it mean something else. That's why it's so vitally important to receive the Word of God as it's written. And that's why I spent a week doing that, to refute false teachers and evil speakers out there. Remember what I said the other day, as we see Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. There's two places you're going to find those transformed demons from hell. The first place is in the pulpits across America. That's right. The pulpits across America. The second place you're going to find these transformed demons from hell that are transformed not into Dracula, but into ministers of righteousness. Second place you're going to find them is Bible translators. Bible translators. Friends, we're looking for demons in all the wrong places. You expect to find them out here lurking in the streets and in the evil and in the dark. Certainly that's where they are as well, but no, Satan's plants and Satan's minions and Satan's transformed demons are ministers of righteousness, angel of light. They're in the church. They work for Zondervan or Thomas Nelson or Broadman and Holman or any one of those groups. That's where you're going to find them. Bible translators. and in the church. That's why we need to interpret literally, because if you buy that lie that apple secretly means watermelon, and you got to buy my teaching tape to see what it means, and if I'm a transformed angel of light, if I'm a demon in disguise, and if you don't interpret literally, then how do you know what I'm saying is truth? That's why we do that. That is why we interpret this book literally. Revelation chapter 1. Let's get going here. We'll be in this book at least through the rest of this year, and we're going to reference this many times on why we're going to take the Word of God as it stands and just what it says, and we're not going to spiritualize these texts every day, day in and day out on this program. We're going to do it right. Praise God. Call me arrogant if you want, but we're going to do it right. I hear it done wrong so many times. We're going to do it right. We're going to take and receive the Word of God as it comes out of His mouth right to our ears. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show His servants the things which must come to pass quickly. And He made it known by sending it through His angel to His servant John, who testified to the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, as many things as he saw, both the things that are and those that must happen after these. All right, verse 1. Again, we're going to see why certain groups run into trouble like they do. Those that I mentioned to you earlier, maybe it was the last program, how there's groups of people out there, again, mostly Presbyterians, are what's known as preterists. That is, those that believe most of the book of Revelation has already been fulfilled. R.C. Sproul is a perfect example. He's a Presbyterian pastor, and he is a full-blown, I won't exaggerate. He is, for the most part, a complete preterite, but not full preterite. That is, he believes, R.C. Sproul, the great Bible teacher, believes most of the book of Revelation has already been fulfilled. If R.C. Sproul was here, I bet you he would tell you that he believes Nero was the Antichrist. R.C. Sproul probably believes that the church replaced Israel and God has no future plan for Israel. Those are some of the things that they believe. And now here is one of the proof texts for getting to that point that the book of Revelation has already been fulfilled. It's this word quickly. Or shortly, again, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, that's the revelation is the word apokalypsis, which means to remove the cover. Apo is off, and calypto, cover, lid, remove the lid from, remove the veil, the unveiling. Sometimes I translate that word in my Bible, unveiling. As we read about the Antichrist in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says the day of Christ will not come until the man of sin is apokalypto. I've translated that in my Bible, which I'm using to teach this, unveiled. Until the man of sin is unveiled, the son of perdition who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. Now here, it's the unveiling of Jesus Christ. God's going to pull the lid back on his plan. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his bondservant, the word doulos, where our word bondservant, slave, indentured servant comes from, which God gave to him to show his servants the things which must come to pass quickly. The Greek word there, tache, T-A-C-H-E-I. There's a misunderstanding of this word. It does not necessarily mean it's going to come quick in your lifetime. Here's another use of that word that I want you to see. And this was in Romans chapter 16, verse 20. Let me read that to you. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. Paul says, "And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet quickly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." That's the same word, and it's the same thing. It's the same idea. The God of peace will crush Satan under your feet quickly. It didn't necessarily mean it was going to happen in their lifetime. In this case, absolutely it means it didn't happen in their lifetime. So either A, God was lying, or Paul made a mistake, misinterpreted the word of God, or B, that's not what that word meant. It means when it happens, it's going to happen quick. When it happens, it's going to happen quick. And that's what this means here in this text, which God gave to him to show his servants the things which must come to pass quickly or shortly. It means when it happens, man, it's going to happen fast. I believe that's how it's going to happen here. That's how the tribulation, if it hasn't already started, maybe it has. I'm starting to change my opinion on that as well. But when it happens, it's going to happen fast and it's going to happen quickly. That is what that means. You can't take that to mean the Lord's came back already in 70 AD and all this has already happened, because look around, it hasn't happened. But to believe that, you can't believe in the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and that's how you get into trouble. The Lord hasn't come back yet. He hasn't reigned for 1,000 years yet. We've got to take this book literally when possible. Okay, verse 2. Or he made it known by sending it through his angel to his servant John. We believe this is John the Apostle. Why do we believe that? Because of the style that he used to write this. First off, we know that John was on the island of Patmos, because when John got off Patmos, he told his friend, whose name was Polycarp, who was the first bishop of Smyrna. Now, Polycarp told his friend, whose name was Irenaeus. Those are two what's known as church fathers. There are people that learned firsthand from these apostles. John came off Patmos. He told Polycarp about it. Now, Polycarp was teaching and training a young guy named Irenaeus. He told him. John was on Patmos. John is a disciple whom Jesus loved. He's the guy that wrote this book. That is how we understand who this John is, because he doesn't give his last name. He doesn't say it's one of the sons of thunder. He says it's John. That's one way we know it's John the apostle. The other way, the other thing which we believe why he wrote it, is some of the phraseology that he uses. He's the only one that calls Jesus the Word of God. And as we read in chapter 19, verse 11, it says, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on him was called Faithful and True. In righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns, having names written, and a name written that no one knows except himself. He is clothed in a robe, having been dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. That's the Logos. The Word of God. Now, John's the only one who called him the Word of God back in chapter 1, verse 1 of his epistle. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's how we believe that John wrote this. Again, I thank you for joining us here today. We're going in short bursts on this program. We only have about 13 minutes here. And I encourage you to go to the website, wgodontheair.net. There's a page on there for discuss today's program. Please leave your comments on there. I'd love to hear from you. We're on Facebook, WGOD Radio. All these podcasts are going to be uploaded on there. Now, we'll be back again soon here with a new program. We're going verse by verse through this great book of the Book of Revelation, taking every word as it says, understanding it in its original sense that God intended us to understand it. We'll be back again soon with WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter.